Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly battling a whirlwind of fears and doubts? Like these little gremlins are whispering in your ear, telling you that you're not good enough, strong enough, or brave enough. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own minds. Today, we're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism because turns out those guys had some pretty killer advice for dealing with fear and doubt, advice that's more relevant than ever in today's world. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism sounds kinda stuffy and old-fashioned. But trust me on this one. Stoicism isn't about becoming a robotic emotionless machine, although wouldn't that be nice sometimes? It's about developing mental toughness, clarity, and resilience, the kind of inner strength that helps you weather any storm life throws your way. So, here are 5 golden nuggets of Stoic wisdom to help you conquer those pesky fears and doubts. Number 1. Recognize that fear is a feeling, not a fact. It's like that alarm bell going off in your head, warning you about potential danger. But just because the alarm goes off doesn't mean there's actually a fire raging. Sometimes it's just a false alarm, a misplaced worry based on what-ifs and assumptions. Think about it. How many times have you let fear stop you from doing something amazing? You know, that thing you secretly dreamed of trying, the one that might lead to incredible experiences and personal growth. Fear can be a real buzzkill, but remember, it's just an emotion, not a dictator. You get to choose whether or not to let it control your actions. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one. We spend so much time worrying about things outside of our control, the weather, traffic, other people's opinions, that we forget to focus on what truly matters. Our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Stoicism teaches us to channel our energy into what we can influence. So instead of stressing about a deadline you can't change, focus on breaking down the task into manageable steps and taking action. That sense of accomplishment will boost your confidence and help you feel more in control. Number 3. Practice gratitude. When was the last time you really stopped to appreciate the good things in your life? It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, constantly striving for more, but forgetting to savor what we already have. Taking a moment each day to acknowledge the little joys, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger can shift your perspective and help you overcome negativity. Gratitude is like a superpower that helps us see the world through rose-colored glasses. Number 4. Embrace discomfort. Think about it. Growth happens outside our comfort zone. When we step up to challenges and face our fears, we build resilience and strength. Stoicism encourages us to view discomfort as an opportunity for learning and self-improvement. So next time you feel that little voice of doubt whispering in your ear, tell it, bring it on. Embrace the challenge, learn from the experience, and come out stronger on the other side. And finally, number 5. Remember that you are not alone. Everyone struggles with fear and doubt at some point. It's part of the human experience. But knowing that we're all in this together can be incredibly comforting. Connect with others who share your journey, seek out support from loved ones, and remember that there is strength in vulnerability. Let me tell you a story about this. I was once asked to speak at a huge conference, thousands of people. My heart started racing, my palms were sweating, and all those familiar doubts crept in. But then I remembered the Stoic principles we've been talking about. I focused on what I could control. Preparing a powerful message, practicing my delivery, and channeling my nervous energy into excitement. And guess what? The speech went amazingly well. People came up to me afterwards saying how inspired they were. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. When we face our fears head-on, armed with Stoic wisdom, we can achieve incredible things. So remember these key takeaways. Fear is an emotion, not a fact. Focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, embrace discomfort, and know that you are not alone. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to let go of fear and doubt? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. I can't wait to see how you're putting these Stoic principles into action. Until next time, keep striding, keep growing, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.